Hi and welcome to Heartbeat. This week we celebrate Pentecost. And this is the time where the Holy Spirit came to the apostles. And it's also a time where the Holy Spirit comes to us too in our lives. So I want to talk about what does that mean for our lives? How do we live our life with the Holy Spirit? What does it do for us? You know, I'm convinced that we don't live at the level that God wants us to live. That with the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to do things that we can't do in our own strength. And that's where God wants us to live. A life where we trust in Him, where the Holy Spirit is guiding us in our steps, in our lives. So I want to share about what the Holy Spirit does and what we can expect with the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then next week, I'm actually going to talk about what happens when the Holy Spirit enters into your life and how can we ask the Holy Spirit to come and be more alive in us. So I'm going to do this over 2 weeks. Now, the first thing that the Holy Spirit does is it empowers us. It gives us power to do things that we can't do in our own strength. I want you to go with me to the book of Acts, chapter 2, which talks about Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says, "When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability." And then if we continue to read the story, we see that Peter actually goes out and he addresses a crowd and he speaks, and people of all different languages understood what he was saying because the Holy Spirit came upon them all. And when the Holy Spirit is in our lives, it empowers us to do similar things. It empowers us to do things that we couldn't do otherwise, maybe not to speak in different languages, but we can expect when the Holy Spirit's in our lives that it can help us to live a way that we can't do in our own strength. It can help us to love people. It helps us to forgive. It helps us to show mercy, to do things that without the Holy Spirit, we know we couldn't do ourselves. The next thing that the Holy Spirit does is it guides us and it directs us in truth. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, it says this. This is Jesus talking. "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." Before Jesus died, he promised the disciples, he promised us that he would send the Holy Spirit that would help us to live out Jesus' teachings, that we wouldn't be left alone, and that nothing that Jesus had taught would be lost because of the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, other words for the Holy Spirit are the Paraclete, means the one who comes to our aid, who gives us help. You know, St. Paul teaches us that no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in us to invoke that in us, to say that Jesus is Lord. And it's the Holy Spirit that helps us to live in truth, to help us to live in the ways that Jesus has taught us. The Holy Spirit, as Jesus promised, he guides us into truth and he helps us to also have an encounter with Jesus now today when the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And the next thing that the Holy Spirit does is it sanctifies us and it makes us holy. The Holy Spirit is the one that sets us apart. It sets us apart in Christ and it also helps us to be obedient to Jesus' teachings. It's the Holy Spirit that makes us holy. You know, a few weeks ago, I had some bad news. Someone did something to me that caused me to be quite disappointed and hurt. And my first reaction was to get angry and to retaliate. But I just had this small whisper of the Holy Spirit say to me, "No, just stop, wait, and give yourself some time. Almost give yourself some breathing space before you respond." So I did. I waited a few hours and then I approached this person to have a discussion. And I can tell you that in those few hours, I know it was the Holy Spirit that changed my heart and allowed me to love them, allowed me to show them grace and mercy. And I know that it was the Holy Spirit that gave me the power to do what I couldn't do by myself. Because I can tell you, my first reaction was not going to be loving. It was going to be angry. But the Holy Spirit was able to transform me, to guide me, to help me to live in the truth, to show compassion, to show love as what Jesus would teach us. And in that way, the Holy Spirit was able to make me holy, to live in the way that Jesus has taught us. And that's what the Holy Spirit has for you today as well. I know that there are many of you who already have an amazing relationship with the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is already alive in you. So I encourage you today to write in the comments below this video about the Holy Spirit in your life, about how you live because of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit empowers you to do things that you can't do by yourself. I ask you and encourage you to share those things with us, because by doing that, you help build up my faith and you help build up other women's faith as well. So I encourage you to share that with us. So this Pentecost, I pray that the Holy Spirit is alive in you. And next week, I'm going to talk a bit more about how the Holy Spirit lives in our lives, how when we have it in our lives, how our life is different and what we can do to have the Holy Spirit more alive in us. So I pray that you have a blessed week, and I'll see you again next time.